Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, there's a whole lot of people didn't respect the Lord enough to get out of bed this morning. You're here. I'd give you a star if I could. But you understand what I'm talking about. There's people don't respect the Lord enough to do anything. And dear me, I mean, the blasphemy that you hear nowadays. Over the news, especially over every kind of entertainment, I mean, absolute blasphemy. Ridiculing and mocking God. It's just less and less respect. We can't control that. I can control me. You can control you. We can teach our children and our grandchildren. We've got some good reports from some of our kids and from the church family in the school system. Teachers and principals have sent back word and said, your children, talking about Faith Life Church, some of the most respectful children, some of the most well-behaved. That's a witness. In a dark world, that's a witness, and it's a sign that things are going to go well for that child. Is that right? Because if you honor your father and mother, it'll go well with you.
Yes.
And you'll live long on the earth. The way you talk to your parents, the way you talk to your pastors, your teachers, your coach, your principal, your elected officials, the way you talk about people, the way you react. How many understand we should show some humility? We should show some deference. And respect. This is almost like a foreign language I'm talking about in this generation. But we're in the world, but we're not of it. He said, when he saw him come into the house, he sent word. Didn't even let Jesus come all the way to his house. He sent word to him. So Jesus and these elders are coming. And here somebody comes from the house. And they said, yes. And they said, the centurion, whatever his name was, he says, Lord, don't trouble yourself. You don't need to come all the way. You don't need to do this. I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come to you. That's why he didn't go to him in person. Because he's not a priest. He's not a leader in the synagogue. He is a soldier. He's got a rough past. He's killed a lot of people. The training he received to get him where he is not godly. And he doesn't feel, even though he has command authority over this whole area. And he could have used that authority or abused it. That's not his heart. That's why we're preaching about him this morning. That's why we're talking about him this morning. Generations later, he said, I didn't think myself worthy. Now, this word worthy, there are two words used here. I want to read them to you. Thank you, Lord. One of the words means deserving or entitled. Have you ever heard that word? Deserving or entitled. And the other word means enough or sufficient. And that's interesting that he said, I didn't think I was enough that I could come to you personally. That's why I asked my friends, my spiritual friends, would they come to you? And I didn't count myself entitled that you should do this for me. Come on, can you see this? Does this have anything to do with great faith? It has everything to do with great faith. This is humility. True humility. Not this phony stuff that a lot of folks call humility, but the real thing. And real humility has nothing to do with being weak. This man is not weak. He didn't get to where he is by being weak. These men led their soldiers from the front. They were able to personally train. They were experts in the use of their weapons, and they trained their own men and checked them and developed their skill. And they led with insignia that showed that they're the centurion. Well, that's like putting a target on your back. He didn't get there by being a coward or by being weak. And yet, he doesn't feel that his accomplishments, that his wealth, that his power makes him entitled to anything with the Lord. Oh, friends, this is so important. So important. And he's right. Somebody says, well, he just didn't understand, you know, because he wasn't a Christian and Jesus hadn't gone to the cross yet, and that he is worthy. The Lord has made us worthy by what he has done.
Yes, amen.
But in what you are and what you have done, you are still unworthy. In what you are, in what you have done, the Lord owes you and I nothing because of who we are and what we have done. Now the devil is, he is the proudest being there is. And the reason he became the devil and the deceiver and the destroyer is he took what God gave him in God. God didn't create him a devil. He created him the anointed cherub that covers. He was a beautiful, amazing being that had a place with God. Until the scripture said iniquity was found in him. And he created the devil, fathered lying and deception. God didn't create that. And he decided, I'm so beautiful, I'm so amazing, I'm so smart, I'm so powerful, I should have more. He already had a place with God. What kind of amazing place? We don't know, but it had to be amazing. And yet he decides, I should have more. In fact, I want more than that. In fact, I should have it all. Why can't I have it all? I will be like the Most High. I will ascend above the sides of the throne. I'll set my throne on high. He tried to use faith principles of believing and saying to rebel against God. And then God said, it's a war of words, literally. God said, you'll be brought down to hell. And when God's words hit his words, he's been cast out. And his future is marked out in Revelation. Soon and very soon. I like to tell it because I know it upsets the devil. So have you read this? Soon and very soon, one big angel is going to come down and grab him and put him in chains and throw him in the pit and shut the door. And there's nothing he can do about it. Now, he's not all he has cracked himself up to be if one angel can do this to him. One. Are you glad you're on the right side? But he, being the God of this world now, is continually bringing thoughts and feelings of entitlement. You should have this. This phrase, watch out for it. You deserve. You deserve. They owe it to you. Got one word for that. Lies. You don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. I saw this some years ago, and I don't like that phrase, and I don't like people to use it concerning me. I don't always try to correct people when they say it. It's not always the time or the place, but you'll have something good happen in your life. People say, oh, Brother Keith, you deserve it. Immediately I think, no, I don't. Well, yeah, but you did this. You know, I don't deserve it. I'm not trying to be humble. I'm trying to stay in reality. Why? Because the scripture says, do you have anything that you didn't receive? And if you received it, why do you boast as though you had not received it? Well, I worked hard for what I got. You're not very smart. What do you mean? Well, I am. That's how I got where I... You wouldn't have existed unless life had been given to you.
Yes.
Unless strength had been given to your body, you couldn't have got out of the bed.
That's right.
Unless brightness to your mind, unless favor and opportunities, you would have never had an opportunity to work or to invest or to start anything or to have anything. Don't be a fool. There's a God.
Yes.
Life is short.
Yes.
And when things go good and they go well and there's life in it and there's blessing in it, God is being gracious to you. He's giving you things. He's giving you ideas and life and strength and favor and friends and family and opportunity, and you dare not say, I deserve it. It's a gift.
Yes.
It's a gift. You should say,
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm not worthy. I don't deserve it. I haven't earned it, but I still get to enjoy it.
Yes.
Because God is so gracious.
Yes.
And so good. This is such a big deal. You're hearing it more and more in our generation. People think because they're alive that something's owed to them. Because they woke up this morning, you owe them time, money, favor, stuff. Why? Why is anything owed to you? Because of who you are. Who are you? Exactly. Why do you, this man could have said, I'm the centurion in these parts, right? I'm somebody. He had power and he had money. He didn't mention either one.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.